Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to start by talking about a show in an instant. Debbie's not in here, but it's a show in an instant. You know, shows the tragedy that can happen and whatever. And this is a college, and they spend like 3 to 4 months prior to a football game building a bonfire, and they go out in the woods and they go through a ritual, chopping the trees, and they wear hard hats and go through all kinds of stuff and do it in the middle of the night all day long. And I looked at Debbie, I said, look at the effort these folks that we as human beings, the effort we'll put forth for something that's pointless. There's something that has no bearing on eternity, and yet we won't get up maybe on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night and go to church on something that is eternal, something that has meaning in life, that's not hopeless, that's not pointless, that's not useless. And Claire, I appreciate you for saying that, but I want you all to know that I am so thankful for every one of you. You accepted me when I come down here when I'd hide in the parking lot. But you accepted me and you welcomed me. You didn't look down your nose at me and say, that guy is a failure. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate what Jesus Christ has done. Amen. He lifted me out of that hole. He brought me to where I am today, spiritually speaking. And it's a good place. I thank Him for that. And it's all Him. It's all Him. Because I was a failure. And it can be that way for every one of us. I look around. I thought this morning I'm going to get up here and I'm going to make everybody smile before we go 1 minute farther. Now, smile. Let's smile. We're happy in the Lord. If you're happy in the Lord and you know it, stomp your feet and clap your hands and shout and give it all to Him. He is worthy of our praise this morning. Even when maybe we don't feel like it, our bodies are what they are. They're going to fail. They're tired. They're lazy. They don't want to do stuff. But remember, your life is on the inside through Jesus Christ. And we can rejoice. We can be happy. We can celebrate when the world is crumbling around us. Amen. Amen. We can stand on Jesus Christ. Amen. And His promises, knowing that we have a place in heaven. He went to prepare a place for you. And if He wouldn't have done that, He wouldn't have told us that. So, everybody smiled. Okay. And you know, that revival we had really spoke to my heart every night. And the Lord's kind of led me to do a recap to reinforce those that could make it every night, and for those that couldn't be here for whatever reason. We're going to do a bit of a recap, and it's a miracle. If you'll realize, every one of those sermons was a standalone sermon, was a God-given gift to those men that were called to preach. Okay? But as we go through this, we'll see every one tied into the other. And it went full circle. As we go through this, I hope you see that, what God has done. That is a miracle of God. You know, we think about the Scriptures, that's a miracle, what He done. All those men, all those years. And it's about one true meaning. This little revival here at this little church, here in this little burg, by this little road, in this little county, in this little state, God done a miraculous thing. Amen. He did. It's a miracle of what God has done right here. We're going to start out. The first one was on Monday. The gentleman's name was Randy Wilson. And his topic was opportunity. And he'd kind of give us a ha 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 every once in a while. He was his own individual. He didn't talk to all these other guys. It wasn't a planned thing, but he brought a powerful sermon. And it was, and the topic was on opportunities. And I thought a lot about the opportunities that's been in my life throughout. And I didn't realize how many I wasted. And he's talking about, it was in, let's pray. Miss Patty, I'm praying. Let's pray. Lord, we're bound here before you again this morning to praise you, to lift your name up, to know you are God, you are in control. And we ask, Lord, you humble us right now. We ask you stir within our hearts with the Holy Spirit as only you can. Help us to put the world aside, put these fleshly bodies aside, whatever might have been distracted, put them away. Put them behind us. Be gone. We ask again, Lord, you take us through your word here. We ask that you forgive us again. And I do love you this morning and I ask for you to get me out of the way. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Start out in Mark 10, 46 through 52. Yeah, I'm going to preach 5 sermons here this morning, so I hope you brought your lunch. Yeah, I don't believe that. Anyways, Mark 10, 46 through 52 says, "And they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho." Okay, now he was talking, the preacher was talking about a passing opportunity. So I got to really thinking about that. You know, salvation is an opportunity. But we realize that he tells us he guarantees us one chance. Claire talks about, he thinks, you know, it could possibly be his last opportunity, the last time God would stir on his heart. And if he hadn't took advantage of that opportunity, where would Claire be? Where would his eternal home be if he passed on? So that's what the point was, the opportunities that we have. And I want to emphasize as Christians, how many opportunities have we let slip that we didn't maybe witness? We didn't go visit. We didn't do this. Man, guilty, guilty, guilty. I told you, these sermons, every one of them, hit home right here. And I pray it stirred hearts there. I was talking to somebody, you know, telling them about what was going on, the sermons. And they said, "Sounds exciting." And it was. It was exciting. It was motivating. But then I realized that's an emotion. Exciting, to be excited is just a result of an emotion, a result of an event. Like Ryan was saying, get excited about the Steelers scoring a touchdown. But it goes away. But these messages that we heard that week stirred deep into the core. I told this fella, it stirred where nobody can go but you and God. Deep down, everybody knows that place. Sometimes we don't like to go there. Sometimes we don't like to admit that there is a place. But there is a place that you and God can go. I think Greg touched on that this morning. You know, even them two, as close as they are, children together and lives, years together, still there's a place where Debbie can't go, where Michelle can't go, and same with all of you. So that's what's so significant about each one of these messages this week. So that's why, I mean, the Lord's laid this on me for a couple of weeks, and then Dave called yesterday and asked me if I could preach this morning, and I didn't have to think about it. The Lord already gave me this. So, but there again, the opportunities that we have. And I'm talking about opportunities in each life. We got opportunities with our children. We got opportunities with our parents, our friends, our loved ones. Opportunity as a church body. Hey, they're all there. Think about those. Take them serious. Really, really look for the opportunities. And there was more scriptures. He talked about in Mark 10:46-52, and they came and about blind Bartimaeus. Okay, he was blind, and when you're blind, you can't see, right? Okay. So, but he saw an opportunity, and he cried out.
Amen.
God gave him an opportunity. You go to, it's in Luke 17, talk about the 10 lepers. They saw the opportunity. Jesus was passing by. If they didn't say nothing, that opportunity would have passed, correct?
That's right.
So when you have an opportunity and you don't take advantage of it, what happens to that opportunity? It passed. Okay, that's the whole point of that message right there. On Tuesday, we had Dale Cunningham, which is from, his topic was From the Pit to the Palace. And he's from a little church over in Wirt County. And if you'll remember, he'd run around shake everybody's hand because he was afraid he'd make everybody mad, and they'd run him off. Well, I'm going to do that too because you can run me off. So that was his point. But that one really struck Lodabar. I never heard of Lodabar. And I've read the Bible through. I've read that word, but I didn't remember it at all. Took me a long time to find it. Lodabar is a, you look it up in the old book, in the Hebrew, it's a pastureless, grassless, has no food. And it goes on to talk about has no word, the word of God. And it's talking about the food that we need is the word of God. And are we in a Lodabar? I know Lucinda done some research on it because she's had some struggles. And we've all been to Lodabar. We've all been in a place where we've had these walls around us where we're trapped. Okay, he goes on and listen, Mephibosheth. I've been practicing that word. Mephibosheth. That is the grandson of Saul and the king. King David. He asked, he said, is there somebody I can help from Saul's family? Because he was a great friend with Saul's son, Jonathan. And they said, Mephibosheth. The king brought Mephibosheth out of Lodabar. And he can take every one of us out of Lodabar.
Amen.
Think about it. That's awesome. That's exciting. That's real. That's encouraging. That's what motivates us. That's got to be our motivation. I always ask you, what is the main motivation in your life or the main motivating key in your life? What is it? It should be Jesus Christ. It should be service to Him. It should be our momentum. Every time we get up in the morning, it should motivate us at our jobs, whether you're a homemaker or a president of a great company. Or whether you're a toilet cleaner. It should have motivated us to do the best we can do. Do all that you do as if you do it unto the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. So, then we get up to, I think we're up to Wednesday night. And all that's found in 2 Samuel. And I've been reading 2 Samuel a lot since that night. To learn about Lodabar and Mephibosheth. And it's interesting, yet it's encouraging. And it builds that rock-solid foundation to know that the king brought me out of that Lodabar where I couldn't get out of on my own.
Amen.
2 Samuel 9, 1 through 13 really gets right to the Lodabar. Wednesday night was Clarence Deal. Clarence Deal, and there he come from Elk View. And they got flooded and everything. And, you know, he just fooled around all the time. But he was an individual guy that preached an individual sermon that really struck home. It was encouraging. And it's found in Psalm 78. And I'll try to read some to you. It talks about the marvelous things did in the sight of their fathers. What he's talking about there is they had turned their back on God. And if you look in verse 19, he said, yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Saying, can God? And he preached a sermon that made us realize that God can. We serve a God that can. We serve a God that can bring opportunities. We serve a God that can bring you out of Lodabar. We serve a God that parted the seas and they walk across on dry ground. And as I was looking over that last night, I realized he's talking to this generation, that the past generation, they were the ones that done that. So the point I got from there is, we're to teach our kids what God done, that He is a real God, that He is above everything in this world. He is in control. He is a God that can.
Amen.
When you're in Lodabar, seek the God that can, and He will bring you out. He will bring you out. So, after all this, I mean, man, this is stirring my heart. And I'm thinking, what next? What next? I come on Thursday night, and me and Claire's back here, and we're talking about it. And man, we're excited. It's like, okay, God, I'm ready. What do we do? What do we do? And what kind of sermon do we get? It's from John Lanz, and his church is in Vienna. And he's involved with Praise FM 98.1. And his topic was the new life. And it was so powerful. He answered that sermon answered the question that was in my heart. And John 13:23 says, sit where no one else would sit. And then John 19:26 says, stand where no one would stand. And then in John 21, serve where no one could serve. Tell me, there it is. There it is. There was the answer. Go do what no one else will do. Go serve in a way that no one else will serve. Go be what no one else will be. And that's a call to all of us. Greg said this morning, we all have a calling. We all have an opportunity. We all have been called out of Lodabar.
That's right, amen.
And we all serve a God that can.
Amen.
If you're a Christian and you know Jesus as your Savior this morning, let's go sit where no one would sit. Let's go stand where no one would stand. And let's go serve where no one else will serve.
Amen.
We can do that. We can do that. And the last night was Jeff Cremains. He's from over in Ohio. I think he preaches on radio or TV. Okay, so he does a lot of stuff. And there again, and the reason I emphasize what they did was because they're five different characters. Okay, they're not all cut out of the same pattern. It's just men that's willing to do what God called them to do. I think every once in a while he might kick one of these things here. You know, but his sermon was back to basic sermon, back to the basic opportunity of salvation. And it was in Romans chapter 10, I believe. He talked a lot about, we'll just look that up. Romans 10, well, we'll start in 5. Romans 5, 6 through 8, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. I think we touched on that earlier. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's from a God that can. That's from a God that loves you so much, He'll do whatever it took to make a way for you to come to Him. Because as we learned in that lesson this morning, there was no way, there was none righteous, there was no intervention till God said, I'll just send my son. I got to do this. He loves us that much, people. He loves us so much. We take it for granted. We take it for granted. Sometimes our butt's full of rocks and we can't stand up and say, hey, oh Lord, there you go. No. Let's give Him His due.
Amen.
He is worthy of our praise, whatever it might be. You know, I'm like, Ryan, he's one to jump and shout. But if you're not, that's okay. But do what the Lord lays on your heart.
Amen.
Don't set on it. And in closing, talk about the. Well, I'm going to hit Romans 10, 9 through 13. My Uncle Holly, he was a rough old feller for many, many years. But I talked to the preacher that led him to the Lord, and this was the scripture he used. that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart thou shalt, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon his name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Praise the Lord.
Shall be saved. So, in closing, I was thinking about the opportunity this morning. If you're here this morning and you're lost, you have never received Jesus as your Savior, golden opportunity. If He's tugging on your heart, respond this morning. And for those that are saved, if you're sitting on something, here's an opportunity. Not that you have to do anything to show me or anybody in here anything. Give gratitude to the Lord this morning. Be obedient to your calling, whatever it might be. Whatever. There's always a need. There's always a need. And God has called you for it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, everybody's heard that. That's on the football games and everything else. But let's go on and read verse 17. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. Okay, well, why did He come then? Well, here, let me tell you. But that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. So we hit that. If you're not serving the Lord, you're serving Satan. So that's where we're at this morning. So here's an opportunity. Whatever the Lord's laying on your heart to do, if He's stirring in your heart for salvation, receive it this morning. Receive it. If you want to come and get a song. Are you seeking the kingdom of God? Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this other stuff will be added unto you. Are you seeking Him first this morning? Are you seeking Him in your life and everything? Is He the motivating factor in your life? And then if you're lost this morning, seek Him as your Savior today. Today is the day of salvation. There may not be another opportunity. In 20 minutes from now, the opportunity may be passed, never to be had again. Just think of being in eternal hell, eternal separation from God, being there. Remember, in this very minute right now, God was tugging on your heart this morning and you didn't respond. You're going to have a regret. It's like, oh, why didn't I call on the name of the Lord that day? Why didn't I? And as He said, in a million years, you've not even just begun. What torment that might be. I pray if you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord is your Savior, come and receive Him.